From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Many evangelical Christians will celebrate when President Bush takes the oath of office in a couple of days. Evangelicals were an important part of the coalition that returned him to the White House. Over the next 2 days, we're going to hear from a city at the center of the evangelical movement. Colorado Springs, Colorado, is home to more than 300,000 people. It's south of Denver, in El Paso County, which voted to re-elect Mr. Bush by a 2-1 margin. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Not long ago, Colorado Springs was a fairly typical Western town, with a mix of military people, blue-collar workers, and a few colorful characters looking to escape city life. But today, Colorado Springs is a booming city that's become a special place for evangelical Christians, like Ted Haggard. He's pastor of the 11,000-member New Life Church.
Throughout the centuries, God has done specific things in specific cities. We automatically think of Jerusalem and Rome and Mecca.
And now, Colorado Springs, says Haggard. Haggard is seen as one of the up-and-coming leaders of the evangelical movement. His colleagues elected him president of the National Association of Evangelicals. He has an interesting history, including a stint with a group that smuggled Bibles into the former Soviet Union. Haggard came to Colorado Springs in 1984 and found what he calls a pastor's graveyard. Only 10% of the people went to church, and what he says were pagan-style religions had a good-sized following.
The mega suburban churches weren't here at all, and there was a high percentage of New Age and satanic type activity. There was, out in the Manitou Springs area, you'd hear a lot of discussion about satanic covens and things like that, and a lot of discussion about humanism and things like that being dominant ideologies here.
Haggard says Colorado Springs was ripe for a spiritual transformation. He wasn't alone in choosing the city to seed a church, as he calls it.
And so because of that, actually, when I was planting New Life Church here, there were dozens, I mean literally dozens, of other young men in their 20s that came here to plant churches about the same time.
Many of those churches succeeded. Haggard's grew from 20 people meeting in his basement to a sprawling campus on the outskirts of the city. Today, his church is one of the largest in the state. While New Life Church's numbers were growing, Colorado Springs also was becoming home to an increasing number of what some call parachurch organizations. These are groups with a religious purpose, but they aren't churches. The largest such group today is Focus on the Family. It has 1,400 employees that work at its 81-acre campus in Colorado Springs. Focus on the Family moved from Southern California in 1991. While Pastor Ted Haggard says the Holy Spirit brought him to the city, Focus on the Family came for more pragmatic reasons. Tom Minery is the organization's vice president for public policy.
And the reasons we moved the ministry from Southern California was that we had to expand, and land in Southern California was very expensive. A foundation here in Colorado Springs, the El Pomar Foundation, offered us a grant to help us purchase land here if we would come.
Today, there are more than 100 evangelical Christian organizations based in Colorado Springs. Everything from the relief group Compassion International to the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys, which sponsors rodeo churches across the country. Focus on the Family, while not the first, is the most prominent. And in the minds of many locals, its presence marked a turning point for the city. Soon after arriving, it supported Amendment 2. The initiative would have prohibited local governments from adopting protections or rights based on sexual orientation. It would have been the first law of its kind in the country, but the Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional. Still, with the debate, battle lines were drawn in Colorado Springs between social conservatives and liberals. The city's vice mayor, Richard Scorman, identifies himself as part of the liberal minority. He says the evangelical groups changed the political character of the city from what it was when he arrived.
It was an interesting community in that way, where you felt very comfortable no matter who you were.
Scorman says the city was always conservative, primarily because of the military presence, but in a way that didn't seem intrusive.
Libertarian, live and let live, a feeling that people came to the West to start new lives, to be independent, to not judge each other.
But not everyone agrees with Vice Mayor Skorman's analysis. Colorado Springs Mayor Lionel Rivera says the city has long been a conservative stronghold, and evangelical Christians were a good fit here.
They are just another conservative group that lives in Colorado Springs that has their interest, and they make those interests known to us, the elected leaders of our community. But so do a lot of other groups.
The citizens of Colorado Springs elected Rivera, a self-proclaimed conservative, by a relatively wide margin, 34%, in a seven-way race. The city isn't an easy place to hold liberal social views, says Gary Betchen. He moved to Colorado Springs in the 70s, and he believes the evangelical movement has changed his town for the worse. Betchen developed a unique way to make his feelings known. He started a mail-order business called Evolve Fish.
We have things that promote the concept of evolution.
One of his best sellers is a silver Darwin fish with legs that people stick on the back of their cars. One of Betchen's workers sifts through bins of metal buttons as he fills orders. One of the buttons reads, "I've nothing against God, it's his fan club I can't stand." Betchen says Colorado Springs' political climate has turned him into an evangelist of a different sort. He's not afraid to take pot shots at the city's Christian leaders, such as Ted Haggard from New Life Church. Betchen says both he and Haggard are making a living off their beliefs.
I'd like to say I make mine more honestly than he does. I don't sell pie in the sky. I sell a sticker for your car. I don't make people wait till they're dead to collect on what I sell them. I deliver it within 48 hours, usually.
Despite Betchen and other opponents, socially conservative ideas have come to dominate politics here. It's a place President Bush can feel comfortable, and he seemed to when he addressed via satellite the annual meeting of the National Association of Evangelicals held here last spring. NAE President and Colorado Springs Pastor Ted Haggard displayed an easy comfort when introducing Mr. Bush, chiding him for not driving a Chevrolet truck.
"The only thing I have a grief with about our wonderful president is that he drives a Ford. So when you see these pictures down at the Crawford Ranch, they're driving a Ford. But I think that's forgivable, don't you?"
Evangelical leaders like Ted Haggard and James Dobson, who are based in Colorado Springs, helped President Bush win re-election in November. Focus on the Family, specifically, has begun to play a larger role in national politics in recent years. Jeff Brady, NPR News.